Folks. All right, we got two more for you. But I want to try and tell this quick story about if anybody knows the difference between bluegrass fiddlers and doesn't know the difference between bluegrass fiddlers and old-time fiddlers. I was driving down the road with a good friend of mine who's a bluegrass fiddler. We're going from Ohio down to Tennessee, and we walk in, we got hungry part of the way there, so we go into this grocery store. And the bluegrass fiddler goes up to the counter, he says, "I want some maters, some taters, and some bread." And the guy just looks at him like he's crazy because he doesn't understand what he's talking about. And so we get kind of embarrassed and flustered and we leave. And I say, "Look here, Mr. Bluegrass Fiddler, I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna show him how you order food like a real human being." And so I go in there, up to the counter and I says, "Sir, I would like some tomatoes, potatoes, and sliced bread, please." And the guy looks at me and says, "No." And I go, "What? Why not?" And he says, "Because, sir, this is a hardware store." All right, here's one of my tunes that I play in contests. I mess that up about 95% of the time. But, you know, just feel blessed if I don't this time. And if I do, forgive me. It still wins sometimes even when I do mess up. You know, life's crazy like that.
Just get it over with, Henry.
Yeah, just get it over with. Just get him off the stage.